letter about Brian Peppers with a dramatic interpretation by Ethan McCarthy. My name is Alan Peppers, and I am a relative of Brian. I have been inspired by Grimav's creation, and have decided to present the whole story as a means to clear up any debate, and hopefully to quell the raging negative enthusiasm about Brian. As you may know, Brian suffers from Apert's syndrome, a condition which, among other things, causes the plates in his skull to fuse together in an irregular fashion. I believe that his appearance had much to do with the reaction to his alleged crime. Brian is absolutely not a pedophile. He was given 5 years probation for allegedly groping his nurse. Brian is a paraplegic who spends his life in nursing homes. He is not mentally retarded and is in fact quite intelligent. I played chess with him every week. Grimath was correct to spot that Brian uses a wheelchair. He is only capable of slow, painful walking, and tends to hobble about on the sides of his feet. But this is not due to a birth defect. Brian suffers from congestive heart failure due to his abuse of alcohol. Subsequently, blood clots have formed in his extremities, making it nearly impossible to perform any task that requires even the smallest amount of dexterity. He has marginal use of his hands, and that to eat, play chess, read books, etc. The photograph of him, which many of you so famously parade about the internet, was taken at the Ohio Registrar's office at 7:30 in the morning. Brian cannot groom himself properly. The repetitive motions of combing his hair and brushing his teeth and shaving are simply too much for him. These are tasks which I must perform for him. And thus we see a man who is disheveled and crude-looking, drawing even further accusations. Brian's appearance has been his downfall. The nurse who filed suit against him was acting out of fear. Brian told me, and I truly believe him, that he was merely trying to get her attention. He grabbed and tore the back of his skirt. She fled and called the police. Brian is lacking in some fundamental social skills, but that comes from a life of being teased and tormented, not from any mental condition. Prior to his accusation, Brian was a model citizen. He held a steady job as a librarian's assistant, and even helped me raise me own children. But since his appearance in court, his health has declined rapidly. He is very sick, but thankfully no longer uses alcohol. Brian is the epitome of the misunderstood outlaw. A true-to-life Quasimodo of sorts, whose only desire is to be treated with the respect that he deserves. Brian is a human being. Please, please, leave my brother alone. Sincerely, Alan Peppers.
Thank you.